from Adelaide across the Gulf, St Vincent now to Edithburgh, and one of the easiest dives to do shelter-wise, but also probably one of the most interesting dives to do is the Edithburgh jetty itself. Emma, it's what they describe as a muck dive for people that are regularly in the water, which is quite literally that you fossick around and find a lot of the tiny little creatures that live there.
So it's basically on the eastern coast of York Peninsula. So if you think about South Australia, the prevailing winds are from the southwest. Edithburgh is just tucked away around the corner there, so it does tend to have some pretty good conditions most of the time. Again, it's one of those really accessible from shore dives. If you're getting out to Edithburgh, you know, the Clan Ranald is just around the corner there. And this is another really good dive. You're in sort of protected waters to some extent, so the visibility remains reasonably good. As you go along the length of the jetty, again, you're looking for fish life along the up and down the piles. I've heard that the Edithburgh jetty is a spectacular night dive. So if you get out there at night, everything changes. Whatever sleeps during the day wakes up at night, and it's and you tend to see a lot of new and different things at that time of day. It'd be another one that's, while somewhat remote from Adelaide, it's a real highlight in South Australian diving.
Probably one of the few sites as well, apart from, say, that Rapid Bay and Second Valley, where you can, as a snorkeler, jump off the side of the jetty and have a good look around as well. I know from going there on one trip, there's some fascinating creatures there. You've got a couple of different varieties of seahorses. There's these beautiful little things called pygmy or pyjama squids. Mm. And there's so many just interesting things that you really won't find in many other places but in this particular area.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of these structures form, these are sort of havens for and little nurseries for fish. So you do find a lot of really interesting little things to look at. I mean, one of my favorite things to keep an eye out for are these, they're just called slugs, but they're called nudibranchs. And Edithburgh Jetty has some fantastic, and they're just really lots of different colors and patterns on them. And they're really delicate. I mean, at some level, you do need to be a reasonably skilled diver to be able to maintain your buoyancy and control underwater, to be able to sort of safely navigate without crushing these things, because they're so they are so fragile. But Edithburgh Jetty is a great spot to find them. Also, while you're up there, the seawater pool, swimming pool, has quite a bit of growth around it. And if you get to the outer walls of that, yeah, there are quite a few nudibranchs that live out there as well. So there are lots of little things to keep an eye out for, which is, I think, as you become a bit of an advanced diver, you're not just looking for the big stuff and the large things underwater to look at. You start honing in on some of the small stuff as well.